Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I told you I wanted to get to this voice message from Joe Biden to his son Hunter. Now, the voice message came out of before I went on vacation. I remember playing it here on the morning show, but we had not heard any reaction from the White House. So in case you haven't heard this, the background is during the election, whenever he was asked about his son's foreign business dealings, which would put him in an odd position when, as president of the United States during the election, it was brought up several times. He said he had never had a conversation with his son about his business dealings. Never, as in that never happened. He looked right into the camera and lied to everybody listening that he had never had a single conversation or been aware of any of his son's business dealings in the Ukraine, in Russia, in China, none of it. Even though we now know there are plenty of pictures of him meeting with, playing golf with the guys that hired Hunter Biden for Burisma, the Ukrainian oil energy company. And we know that that Hunter flew with him on Air Force Two to China to set up a business deal. And then this voicemail comes up. Go to cut number four, please.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I think you're clear. I don't think they caught you this time. I don't think there's anything in that article I read that's going to compromise my attempt to run for president, because this was back in 2018, before he was even officially, maybe before he was even officially running, even though he was running. But they were clearly worried about that because they've denied any knowledge of you know, the crack addicts' business dealings around the world that have completely compromised the leader of the free world. There's no two ways about it. So finally, in a press conference, there was a question about it. Peter Doocy gets around to asking this question. Go ahead and hit it, please.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And
he's
secondly,
about a New York Times article, but secondly, concerning Hunter Biden's business dealings, and he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will,
are you disputing this?
I'm not,
alleged.
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not
disputing
happening.
Then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
Is that awful?
Dodgeball.
She is awful at that job. She's
at it. I thought that she did. I thought she dodged it. I mean, it was a full-on torpedo, and she dodged it.
Whatever the president said stands, Peter.
I will not talk about this.
That's the alleged laptop.
It's not going to happen.
Must be Russian disinformation. Oh, my goodness.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.